All right, everyone. I told you I was going to bring it back. So here we are with more Dead End Aegis. Don't know how things are going to go, but, you know, it's quite horrifying. So it's good for Halloween Horror Month, right? 25 male officers, 2 pilots, and 2 security arrivers. Officers arrive at the cathedral on schedule on November 14th aboard the Lisette Agaro, a large transport ship. These officers are meant to replace the many personnel that died during the earlier crisis. Nana and Minori sit in the common room, waiting for the newcomers to arrive. Nana predicts that after the men deal with their luggage, they'll come there to take a break and relax. The common room is completely changed from before. There was a time when many off-duty special warfare troopers frequented, but now no one approaches the place. Despite being kept spotlessly clean, the place looks somehow dusty, desolate, and even shabby. I don't know, I think she looks awful in it, but... Hey, you look great in that outfit, Minori. Believe in yourself. Yeah. Minori smiles awkwardly. Nana's right whenever she chides Minori about not being confident enough in her looks. But that isn't the only reason Minori's expression is so dark right now. Right now, she's wearing the only personal articles of clothing she brought with her on the cathedral. The same outfit she wore on the day she broke up with Mitsumi. You're serious. Like you don't care about makeup, but the fact that you've dressed up and put on makeup is cute. There's lots of guys who get attracted to that. I see. Maybe that's what Mitsumi thought at the time, but Minori soon denies that feeling. She knows the truth now. Mitsumi never cared about her. Despite knowing what was in store for her in the cathedral, he didn't try to stop her, nor did he have any concern for her well-being. He just mocked her as a foolish, low-born woman. She doesn't know why the possibility of him ever liking her is still on her mind. Yet despite that, she still kept this outfit buried in the bottom of her trunk like a lingering regret locked away deep inside her heart. You're a good girl, Minori, so if you're sweet with the men and treat them real nice in bed, anyone would fall for a girl like you. Just keep it up. In Minori's mind, every time Nana says the word girl could easily be replaced with the word pussy, and her sentences would still be just as true. After all, even if she's wearing the same outfit as she did on that day with Mitsumi, her body under it is far more lewd and obscene than it was back then. Her body became that of a girl burning with hope and a sense of purpose to that of an obscene whore who spends her days pleasuring men. The word sex doll comes to mind. If she could become just a sex doll, maybe she'd be free of all this suffering. Oh, here they come! Minori, I'll catch them, okay? You just do your best to butter them up and make them feel good. Yeah, okay. They'll find some nice guys and bring them to their room. There, they'll tell the men about their difficult situation, joking all the while, and then make their relationship physical to have them join their circle of gentlemen. That was Nana's plan. Nana exclaims in disbelief, her gaze is fixed on a single point. She's looking at the entrance to the common room, where the new officers are coming in. What? No way! This is the boyfriend Nana kept talking about? Oh, Nana, what a coincidence. You doing well? His tone is frivolous to an almost off-putting degree. Oh my god, Satoru, it's like a dream. I'm dreaming, right? I can't believe this. Nana throws her arms around him and then pats him down as if confirming that he's really there. You're still dumb as a rock, aren't you? Of course it's not a dream. See, it's me, the Satoru you love and admire. It really is you. It smells like you. Satoru smirks and guides Nana's hand to his crotch. And I've got the cock you love so much right here. Missed it, didn't you? Is there anywhere we can be alone? Nana grabs Satoru's arm and coils her hands around it. Sure there is, but why did you come here? Oh, I've got the wrong settings on the mic. Give me just a second, guys. I heard they paid well, but who cares about that boring stuff? We haven't fucked in forever, babe. Let's get down to business. God, Satoru, you've got, like, no tact. The two of them leave the common room arm in arm. Nana leaves Minori alone without so much as a glance backwards. She wasn't making him up. Minori sinks back into her chair, feeling as if all the strength has left her body. Some part of her wants to return to their room, but she can't go there while Nana's rekindling her relationship with her boyfriend. She isn't sure if they'd even open the door for her anyway. Aw, seriously? I thought there'd be some cuties here. Guess I shouldn't have gotten my hopes up. What are you, stupid? There's no way there'd be any. Holy shit, there actually is one here. Shit, we almost got cheated out of a good time. These two men are some of her colleagues from the debris removal team. They're charged with supervising Minori's work. She sits up for a moment, hoping to flee, but the person with the lowliest position in the cathedral has nowhere to run. But, well, I guess even a used fuckhole looks new once you cover it with brand new wrapping. Feels like I'm picking up girls again. The men throw themselves into the seats to either side of Minori. As her body tenses up, the man on her right says, "Hey there, cutie, you free? Want me to take you on a ride?" He then starts fondling her breasts. In no time at all, she starts moaning sweetly. A sense of resignation fills her heart. She was ready to sell her body while dressed like this, thinking it would be her only way to survive alongside Nana. And yet she's just going to get fucked the same way as always. Come on, man, you call that hitting on a girl? Despite his words, the man on the left is smirking. It's good enough for this slut. Hell, I'm treating her like a human chick for once. Oh, look at that, she's actually got underwear on. The other man starts groping at Minori's crotch through her skirt. Whoa, she's even wearing something down there. Heh, you'd almost think she's an actual cutie. He tweaks her erect clitoris through her skirt and panties. Her clitoris, which is constantly aroused, rejoices at his touch. Her CC organ begins operating in full force. Soon enough, her panties drip with love juices. The fact she's dressed in normal clothes just makes her feel all the more wretched. For the first time in a long while, this kind of stimulation makes her feel absolutely miserable. I actually feel kind of excited. It's like I'm doing something forbidden. They start squeezing Minori's breast, trying to get her to lactate. Heat begins to gather in her nipples. Haha, she smells like milk now. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. Let's bone her already. The man teasing her crotch suddenly reaches for her skirt and flips it up. No! What are you doing? Minori reflexively tries to brush his hand away. The constant rape and violence used to leave her emotions numb, but for the first time in a long while, she's becoming angry. Feels like she's finally snapped out of a stupor. At the same time, she's prepared for her defiance to be met with terrible violence. Hehehe! Now that's what I expected from our personal fuckhole. You know how to satisfy us, don't you? We train you real well, if I do say so myself. Damn straight, she doesn't even resist and opens her legs, no question asked. She's not a real woman. Good shit, we're gonna rape you now, so you better put up a fight. But the men's words put out the flames of her resistance. Even her defiance only ends up being an act that satisfies the men. It's not even seen as actual defiance anymore. Even so, Minori resists, trying to stir up her faltering heart, but... this feels fresh, like fucking a prude. It turns me on. Oh, and her milk's starting to leak out. Yeah, like a prude who got knocked up and had to run off to go get an abortion. Oh, I hear ya. Sad story. Brings a tear to the eye. Keep her pinned down, though. Heh heh. You smell pretty nice, you know? Makes it feel even better. The men neither punch nor kick her. They just push her down and tease her without even taking off her clothes. One of them seals her lips with his own in a rough kiss. She can't help but lick and suck on his tongue. Her lips are all soft too, and look at the face she's making from just one kiss. Adorable thing. They easily spread her legs while she tries to close them, and pull her arms aside when she tries to hug them over her chest. The hands creeping into her skirt rub her plump thighs and grope her crotch. Your pubes are sticking out of your panties, oh ho, and your big clit's sticking out too. Now this is hot. We haven't even stripped you naked, but I'm already hard. He rubs her clitoris, which sticks out from under her panties with his fingers. Any resistance she puts up only serves to amuse and excite them. Despair settles into her heart. There's no point to find them anymore. Oh no, here we go, guys. She's just a sex doll to be manipulated into doing whatever they want. Minori continues to resist, no longer in sincere defiance, but simply to entertain them further. At some point, she decides to straddle one of them and obediently insert his cock into her folds. Don't be so rough, I'll put it in. She throws her head back as his penis squeezes out the love juices that were building up inside her pussy. They overflow and moisten his crotch. Ah, his cock is filling up my obscene pussy. It feels so good. It fills me up. I can't live without this anymore. Denying this was futile the whole time. All of this was futile the whole time. Everything I did was pointless. I should have just emptied my heart and accepted the pleasure. Good. So good. I love it. Minori shakes her hips of her own volition, pleasuring the cock she straddled. Ah, my body feels so good. It really feels so good. I can feel it when his thick cock gouges into my pussy. I can feel my folds tighten around him. It's so good. Ah, I can't believe I'm sucking this. Muttering those innocent words with a lustful, wanton tone. She hungrily sucks on the cock thrusting out before her eyes. Minori can feel her ass heat up. Ah, the alien marks surface. But she no longer cares about that. Ah, tastes good. Cocks taste good. Sucking on these familiar things will make both this man and me feel good. Everyone wins. Everyone has fun. I'm a sex doll. An object. No one even notices when I do resist. I'm a slut who's only valued for a slave pussy and alien ass. My entire body is just a bunch of holes for pleasure. I should just forget everything and never think again. I wish I'd never think of anything again. As she coquettishly rides the man's sweaty waist, as she devotedly sucks on the other man's cock, her pubic hair runs against that of the man's, producing a rustling sound. Oh, 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 good stuff. Yeah, is this because of the outfit? Because this is great. Fuck us with this outfit next time. It's a lot more exciting when you take the reins. The man thrusts up at her, his cock poking directly against her CC organ. Each thrust jolts her mind with pleasure. Ah, good, so good. Her pussy tingles with every stroke. Her whole body feels like a pussy. A hot sensation sinks into her breast. Each strong stimulus turns that heat into a burning sensation until milk squirts from her nipples. She never once forgets to service the man with her mouth. She teases his glands, making him moan, and then holds the cock in the back of her throat. Whew! Her red lips rub along his dark, brutish cock, slathering it with saliva. Mess me up harder. Crush me in the mush. Please, make me feel even better. Cuh, she's sucking on my cock like it's candy. Several newbie officers enter the common room. Ah, they're watching. They're shocked and confused. But this is good. After all, I'm not a soldier. I'm a sex slave. You'll get to enjoy my body soon enough, too. Minori sucks noisily, intentionally making a show of it as she rocks her hips harder and sucks the other man's dick. What? The loud suckling sounds of her fellatio fill the room. Anyone can use me and have me suck their dicks, and I'll suck and pleasure their cocks. Squirt into me, that's what my holes are for. If I only understood this sooner. If I only knew how this felt, I could have done this with Mitsumi. It's not like I'm good for anything else, I'm just a hole after all. She purses her lips, breathing hard throughout her nose as she applies suction to his cock. At this point, she enjoys the bitter taste of pre-cum. The taste of a man makes her mind enter a pleasantly blank state. Oh, gonna come! The sex doll has learned the man's preferences, and so she pulls back her face and releases his dick from her mouth. The man squirts his cum all over Minori's flushed face. It feels like he's sulling her into something subhuman. No, she was already degraded into a subhuman creature long ago. Minori licks her lips, lapping up the cum sticking to them before turning her moist, wavering glance at the confused new officers. She then provocatively sinks her body lower onto the man, penetrating her from below. Good, your cock's so good. Having a cock in my pussy feels so good. Oh, all the way to the base. She's sucking me up. As his cock stirs up her vagina, hot fluid spills from the tip, soaking into Minori's depths. Newly squeezed cum spills from the sides of his now shrinking dick. Ah, the newbie's cocks are getting harder. Use me whenever you want. That's what I'm here for. That's what I am. A sex doll without a will. I'm the worst kind of woman. When one of my friends died, I couldn't be a soldier anymore. I decided to live on anyway by becoming a toilet for the men to use. See, I'm not even pregnant, but I'm lactating anyway. My nipples are erect so you can lick and suck on them. My whole body is obscene and lewd. I have nothing left. Minori Izuka doesn't exist anymore. I'm just a hole and nothing else. I'm stirring up my vagina to satisfy myself. The pink flesh of my pussy and clit is drooling. That's all I am. Fuck, she's sucking me dry. Ah, fuck me in my asshole. I wanted my asshole. Ah, ah, fuck me more. Ah, ah, ah. You can use this hole. Go on, use it. Fill up my loose asshole with your cocks. Wow, look at you go, Minori. Uh-oh. Callahan. That voice pulls Minori out of her lustful stupor for a second. It serves as a reminder of how terribly she's being treated. Her friend forgot about and abandoned her without a second glance. Now Minori is giving the new officers a terrible show, acting like a slob and lustful whore in a way that she'll never be able to explain away. In desperation, Minori invitingly moves her butt in the direction of the man she wants. Her asshole seems to open, inviting. Huh? That's what it says. Her asshole seems to open, inviting as the alien mark around it flares with light. Come on, how about it? Don't you want to do me? The most awful whore she knows solicits the most awful men she knows for sex. Hey, your asshole's all open. You must really want it, First Lieutenant Minori Iizuka. The new officers react to the mention of her name. Minori Iizuka, Group 14, is fairly famous on Earth, after all. Seeing the member of such an ace group engaging in a public act of fornication must be a shocking sight. When he calls her First Lieutenant, Minori feels her heart sink, even though she knows she's not a soldier anymore. I'm not a First Lieutenant. I'm just a whore, a slut. You already know that. Minori denies it herself, so why does it hurt so much? She knows it's true after all. The awful man takes off his pants, not minding that he's in front of so many people. The newcomers gulp at the sight of his large, ugly cock.
Hey, what are you saying, First Lieutenant? Even a slut can be a First Lieutenant. I mean, a First Lieutenant's pussy feels a lot better than Second Lieutenant's.
Okay. He steps over the other man's leg, and legs rather, and thrusts his cock into Minori's asshole. Yeah, so thick, large, fat cocks feel good! Her bulging nipples squirt out milk. Even though the man she hates most is doing this, she still gets so excited. She's the worst. She's not a woman, she's just a slut, a whore. Oh, she's getting tighter, she's rubbing me from the inside. Fuck, it's good. Oh, I can still keep going. The man beneath her regains his vigor and thrusts upward. At this point, one of the new officers timidly approaches Minori, bringing his cock toward the tip of her nose. His dick is cute. It feels like it's not being used to things like this. Definitely written by a woman. A gentle kind of motion fills her. She affectionately swallows up his cock. Oh, she's eating me up! The new officer goes red and tries to pull away to escape the pleasure. But then, the world freezes up. Minori's gaze settles on a man that shouldn't be there. Mitsumi! It can't be. And yes, it's definitely him. Mitsumi Boggenholm, the only man to ever care for Minori, but we know he's an asshole, right, guys? Why? Why are you here? Why do you have that shocked expression? I mean, you knew, didn't you? You knew what happened. What's happening to me? You sneered at me and mocked me, saying that it only makes sense a lowly woman like me would turn out like this. So why are you making that face? Come on, Minori, come on, come on, come on, come on! The terrible man invading her anus starts thrusting as hard as he can. His thick, bumpy cock gouges into her intestines. Fuck, she's so tight. Oh, I'm so turned on. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I ain't gonna lose. Oh! Both men thrust into her behind and below, stimulating her CC organ from two directions at once. Minori's mind blanks out. Ah, no, not in front of Mitsumi. I can't show him the alien mark or how I'm gonna get fucked or how I'm getting fucked from behind. But this is incredible. It's just too amazing. In an attempt to finish her off, Callahan grabs Minori's arms and pulls them back. She unintentionally releases the cock in her mouth and cries out. She howls. White fluid spurts from her obscene, erect nipples. And an unbelievable sense of release overwhelms her, completely unlike anything she's ever experienced before. As Minori's expression turns sloven from pleasure, Callahan crows with delight.
Her nipples just squirted milk. You finally look like a complete and total whore, Minori Iizuka. Keep on go on, keep going, squirt more.
By the way, that's literally what I think his voice would sound like in the dub. Like, honestly, that's what I think he would sound like. Maybe it'd be a little more Irish because he has like the, you know, the Irish name. Each time Callahan's giant cock penetrates her body, and the known familiar feeling of something gushing out of her jolts through her nipples. Her adorable breasts jiggle and shake as her enlarged nipples squirt milk. We know that. I'm squirting milk in front of Mitsumi. No, I shouldn't, but it feels good.
It's like your dip nickels. It's like your dick nibbles keep squirting cum. Come on, Minori Izuka. Squeeze me with that first lieutenant pussy. Take this.
That's probably what he really would sound like. Something like a deep Irishman.
My dick nipples feel good. Keep squirting cum milk. Ah, there's more coming out. Ah, coming. She doesn't even know what she's saying anymore. She's so fucked up. Minori's mind flickers in and out of consciousness. All she knows is that she feels good, warm, and pleasant. The feeling of her nipples ejaculating milk feels so good. She'll never be able to forget this strange pleasure anymore. It's addicting as any drug.
Yeah, I was actually just gonna say that. It's like she's on drugs. If only you could make her forget everything. But Mitsumi's shocked expression is still there. She doesn't want him to see her like this. Too late.
As much of a slut as she may be, she still doesn't want him to know.
Too late.
She still hasn't given up on Mitsumi. She only fooled herself into thinking she did that day by leaving him back then. Even after being reduced to a subhuman object, she still... No, it's over. Everything that she used to be... I'm reading a little too fast, I guess. Everything that she used to be has been completely consumed. All her hopes, all her abilities, all her fleeting dreams. The new officer forces his cock back into Minori's mouth. Minori resumes pleasuring him with practiced motions. She uses her lips and tongue to welcome him, never once neglecting to observe his reactions to each of her techniques. The new officer's dick gets harder and harder. Soon enough, he's moaning out loud. At some point, another new officer takes over from the man below her. Even though it's someone else, she gives him the exact same welcome. The new officers now recognize her as a subhuman living toilet, too. By tomorrow, all the new officers will have heard about her. Callahan occupies her ass with his ugly, huge cock, causing her folds to writhe while accommodating him.
Yeah! First Lieutenant Minori Izuka has all her holes strained and ready for use. But you don't have to just fuck her. You can bone all the other women here, too. Go on, encourage our newbies. Go on!
The man she hates continues shouting as he plows her. But none of this matters to her. Her ass is in agony and her breasts ejaculate more milk. But it all only registers as pleasure.
Well, did you snap out of it? Once Minori is showered, Cersei hands her a mug of coffee.
Thank you. Despite her response, Minori wishes she hadn't snapped out of it. The orgy in the common room kept going for hours. Minori ended up fornicating with over a dozen men. That's not even close to what some of these women be doing in a month. I think there was one. There's an article came out. A woman was fired as a CEO or something. I can't remember. This just happened, though. This just fucking happened. According to Daily Mail, she had a body count of 300 men that she met on OnlyFans. 300. Wow, that's crazy. They fired her for it. I mean, yeah, a lot of people say, oh, it's nobody's business. Wow. Holy moly. She's on Minori's record, pretty much. Now that she's lucid again, the realization of just how destructive that act was is now sinking in. On Earth, she's regarded as one of the special warfare troopers' aces. Despite that, she humiliated herself in front of everyone. She's only managed to further spread the idea that all special warfare troopers offer themselves up to men like that. If she wasn't so famous, it's possible that the new officers would just dismiss her as a bizarrely promiscuous exception who isn't like the other girls, but now special warfare troopers are being raped throughout the cathedral. The newcomer's common sense and morals towards women were soon abandoned. Now they, just like the veteran male officers, regard the girls as mere sex slaves. Again. In the end, Minori's directly responsible for having the special warfare troopers be seen as subjects of scorn. Don't mention it. I was actually just looking for you. For me? Cersei sips on her coffee and speaks. I have good news. By next month, your status as a target for observation will be lifted. We have the approval to take off your collar. It's already been decided. I see. The news doesn't bring her any joy. She's already decided that she's utterly powerless. A slut who surrenders her body to anyone. Indeed, the uniform Cersei is prepared for has no stockings or underwear. It does hide her humiliating collar, but it just makes it clear how Cersei, no, how the whole cathedral sees her.
That's wonderful news. You're finally being allowed to completely return to full service. I was worried you might end up becoming mentally ill before that happened. Apparently, that she readily accepts the fact that she's a sexual outfit for the... Sexual outlet for the male officers doesn't count as being mentally ill. The other girls in the cathedral are in similar states, even if they don't have it quite as bad as Minori. If they're all mentally ill, then it must mean that this mental illness is seen as normal here. Nana seems like she's adapted to the situation much better than the rest of them, but maybe she's emotionally cornered in her own way, too. Just meeting the boyfriend she hasn't seen in nearly a year made her disregard everything else, after all. After the gangbang ended, Minori returned to Nana's room, only to be met with a complete rejection. She found Second Lieutenant Banker standing there and mumbling to himself with a lost expression. It's my turn today. My turn. My turn. How could you, Nana? It was finally my turn. There was a plate on the door that said, "Close for business." After servicing the new officers, Nana was supposed to treat Second Lieutenant Banker. But without even notifying him, Nana completely blew off his appointment. Nana's entire strategy revolved around offering her gentlemen comfort and pleasure in order to manipulate them into protecting her. But she was with Satoru the whole time ever since she returned. Hold on. But was she with Satoru the whole time ever since she returned to her room? No. She must have been so happy to meet him again that she went too far and exhausted her libido. That must be why she closed up for the day. Minori wanted to investigate further, but she didn't really have any way to check. The security system in Nana's room doesn't have Minori registered in its system. If it's locked, Minori can't enter it. She has to enter the room together with Nana. As Minori found herself at a loss of what to do, Cersei appeared. Now that you've overcome this, you'll be fine. You become the kind of woman the cathedral needs. Cersei says woman, but to Minori it only sounds like pussy. And what kind of woman is that? Minori might have asked the question in the past, but she doesn't have the mental fortitude to even bother anymore. You said you needed to talk to me. Was that all? Miss Izuka, do you remember how you couldn't manifest your special warfare gear? Yes. And I hear you're on the verge of not being able to manifest it again. I can still manifest it. Her force field is faint and just barely covers her naked form. The speed of her flight is painfully sluggish compared to how she moved in August. She can't manifest any weapons, so she can't even slay a single FB. As things stand, we can't send you out on patrol duty. Perhaps you need to consider working exclusively inside the base. You mean as an operator or maintenance staff? Much like the debris removal duty, those duties are also handled by male officers with the exception of Cersei. Just means that Minori will be raped somewhere else in the base. In other words, it'll be more of the same. Even the woman right in front of her is probably... There's no point in appointing a woman to those duties. No. In that case, she'll be assigned to the welfare program. Wow. Welfare program? It'll just mean that your currently unofficial duties will be made official. It's an important task that involves keeping up the male officer's morale. Your salary will remain the same. Please consider it as an option. Minori is stunned. This is nothing more than telling her to basically work as a glorified prostitute. You don't have to dwell on it. It won't be your first time doing this after all. Cersei sips on her coffee again and smiles sweetly. Besides, you've accepted your position in the base, right? Most women would say something if they don't get underwear with their clothes. They get mad or upset, but you didn't say anything.
Cersei leans forward and whispers into Minori's ear. Minori freezes up, knowing that her collar reeks of semen. Come tomorrow, you probably won't be able to fly anymore. And once that happens, you'll have to work indoors whether you like it or not. The next time Minori sees Nana is 2 full days later, after Banker finds Minori and gives her a message. Come see Nana right now. November 16th. We're getting very close. He was amazing. He kept me holed up in bed all day long. It's like he never gets tired. Hehe. Nana looks like she's in a dreamlike state. And then, you know what Satoru said? He said he still loves me. He said he volunteered to come here so he can be with me. Minori still remembers how Satoru himself said he only came here because the pay was good, but... He said we should move in together once we get out of here. And when I told him we can't leave, he said we can manage if we have the money. So I should save up until then. There's no leaving the cathedral. But seeing how happy Nana is, Minori can't bring herself to say that. And besides, Mitsumi came here too. He's from the Bagenome family, the clan of snakes. Would he come here if there was no way of getting back? So maybe there is a way to leave. Maybe Satoru knows about it too. No, that can't be. So yeah, Minori, I'm sorry. I'm a little busy now, and Satoru shows up in my room all the time, so we can't live together anymore. Yeah, I understand. Minori doesn't think that this is heartless or sudden. Sudden, rather. Nana was probably doing her best to survive in this terrible place, so if the person who represented her happy peacetime days were to walk back into her life, it only makes sense she'd... If anything bad happens, you can come to me. Well, I'll be busy, so I guess you can't. But you can ask one of my gentlemen for help. I'll tell them to help you out, Minori. Nana hasn't heard anything about what happened to Minori since Satoru showed up. But... I can't tell you anything. Nana looks so happy. If she ever hears about the terrible things that happened to Minori while she was having the time of her life with her boyfriend, it'd only make her feel terrible. Yesterday, on November the 15th, Minori lost the ability to manifest her special warfare gear, just like Cersei said. She went unconscious after the airlock depressurized, and when she came to, she's being raped by the men that came to her rescue. When it was all over, she was left in a stupor in the deployment port's corner. There, even the new officers and other off-duty men showed up and forced her to service them. Thanks to Minori's gangbang the day prior, the new officers quickly adapted to the cathedral. Once the other men came back from their debris removal duties, she had to service them too. Even without Minori, they managed to do their job just fine. But the two men who managed her had to pick up her share of the work. In exchange, they told her to wash off before they carried her to their room. There, they fucked her well into the night. Once they got tired of Minori's body, they started playing video games. Well, so they do have games up there. Even as they did so, they made her suck them off. Once they got tired of gaming, they fucked Minori again. Even after they gave her permission to bathe, one of the men went in the shower after her and started fucking her there. The other men soon joined. Or the other man, rather, soon joined. Late at night, they drove her out of the room, claiming she stank. Nana's room still had a closed for business sign on it, leaving with Minori with nowhere to go. Despite the late hours, she went to the deployment port to collect her clothes. She was fucked 3 times on the way there, and she saw 2 other girls getting fucked too. After collecting her clothes, she returned to the lab and washed herself off in the room Dr. Pakashi prepared for her. In the process, she couldn't help herself and started masturbating. As she did, she was caught and raped by an aide. By the time she finally got to rest, it was already morning. When she went to work this morning, she couldn't deploy her special warfare gear, and she couldn't work. Instead, she was raped during that time, and then once again when the men returned from debris removal duty. And when she thinks she's free, just when she thinks she's free, Banker shows up. Ah, I hate this. Not with that sleazy guy all day. Fucking shit. I hate this. Banker rapes Minori in the corridor when she comes out of Nana's room. He swings his hips wildly, venting out his frustrations. Ah, please don't get mad at Nana. She's just trying to survive here. And then someone she loved in the past showed up. Minori is desperate. She uses every obscene technique she's learned while she implores him. At this rate, Second Lieutenant Banker and the other men will direct their anger at Nana. She hopes that her actions can alleviate at least some of the anger with her body. Shut up, you alien spy. You moan no matter who fucks you, you fucking slut. Fuck this shit. But since Minori sleeps with everyone, she has no value in his eyes. A slut like her is no substitute for Nana. She does little to relieve Banker's anger. In the end, he just fucks Minori until he gets bored, then leaves her in the hallway. Minori forces herself to stand back up. Nana. The other men definitely feel the same way as Banker. Things don't change, Nana'll be in trouble. She's so elated after reuniting with her boyfriend that she's on the verge of making everything she built up fall apart. No, the situation's even more dire than that. If all that frustration the men feel collapses onto Nana, it could drive her into the same miserable state Minori is in. I have to do something. She rises to her feet, bracing her hand against the wall. Cum spills from her vagina and onto her inner thighs. Nana introduced Minori to all her gentlemen so she knows all their names and faces. All she can hope to do is meet them one by one, explain Nana's position, and relieve their lust in her place. Some of the men might understand, so she'll accept their frustrations until they're satisfied. That way she can at least suppress the moment they lose their patience with Nana, even if it's just one day later. You're Minori Azuka, right? Her best friend? I've heard a lot about you. She hears someone's voice from behind her. Turning around to face that voice, she finds Nana's boyfriend standing there. You poor thing. Come over to my room. I'll let you use the shower. If I went to Nana's place with a woman, even if it's you, she'll definitely get the wrong idea. She looks at Minori with an expression of pity. But going to a man's room means she'll end up sleeping with him. She doesn't want to do that with Nana's boyfriend. What, are you wary of me? That stings. Well, I guess I can't blame you. This place being what it is, but I can't exactly leave you here when you help my girl so much, you know? That's my angle here. That's all. He gives her a friendly smile, picks up her jacket from the floor, and places it over her before throwing his arm across her shoulders. I know this might seem kind of clingy, but just bear with it. If I do this, the other man won't lay a hand on you for the time being. His hands feel large and warm, but his fingers are gentle. If it's just to take a shower, maybe. I mean, what kind of boyfriend would I be if I didn't help her bestie out? I can't just leave you here. His tone is shrewd. As he presses against her casually, she feels his body heat against her flank. It's like he can tell how badly she wants to feel the feel of someone's warmth against her. Just like Mitsumi, who she thought had loved her, once did. I understand, but if Nana finds out about this, she might get the wrong idea. Minori tries to pull away from him, but then... you're pretty decent for a girl who survives by selling herself out to men. You must have been a diligent woman to begin with. Satoru smiles, but now you're just a slut. As Minori tries to shake him off and run, her collar unleashes an electrical shock. The CC nervous system spread throughout her body. Feels like it's on fire, leaving her in agony. This is pretty nasty stuff. Women don't need to have this kind of gimmick, but oh well, I'll use whatever I can. Minori's knees buckle, but nonetheless she leans against the wall and tries to escape anyway. Satoru switches the collar on again and again with the same frivolous indifference that he might play with a toy. Minori falls to her knees, unable to bear the shocks. Love juices spill from her crotch and milk leaks from her nipples, but even so, she desperately crawls along the floor in an attempt to scramble away from him. Just to be safe. Well, if you end up dead, just consider yourself unlucky. He electrocutes her three more times. Minori falls face first to the floor, convulsing as she goes unconscious. Satoru squats down next to her and uses his fingers to spread out her anus, checking what it looks like on the inside. He then pushes a finger inside to see how she reacts. He kicks her to get her to roll into a face-up position. He fondles her breasts, twists her nipples, opens her mouth, and plays with her pubes, checking to see how soft her hair is down there. He pokes her clitoris, opens her slit, spreads her vagina open with his fingers, and probes her urethra. He does all of these things with practice motions. I mustn't make any noises. I mustn't feel anything. This is Nana's boyfriend. Minori repeats this in her head, but her body doesn't obey her will. I'll do her too. She looks nice and snug. And the way she's trying to make it look like she doesn't care but can't help but moan is pretty hot. Nana's boyfriend isn't as big as the commander or Callahan. His cock isn't as ugly or domineering, but the way he uses it is more skillful. He goes from shallow strokes to deep ones to light ones. She can handle that. But he only does this to probe for her sensitive spots. Once he starts thrusting in earnest, she starts moaning uncontrollably. It's probably a good thing to do in general sex, to probe around. I mean, they always say, oh, you can't find the whatever. Yeah, you notice that's what he did. He's looking for her sensitive spots. Even though this isn't something you should do, it does kind of teach you maybe some things. Her body can't hope to withstand this after some 10 months in this obscene inferno. She at least wants to avoid pleasing him of her own accord, but her body reacts regardless. I know that. Besides, she fucks anyone and everyone, and she has that weird tattoo. What if she's diseased or something? One of the fat new officers says that. What are you, stupid? This is a frontline base. They keep the girls healthy. They're weapons, after all. They're cleaner than most women on Earth. Oh yeah, I guess that's right. She vividly hears the sound of the man behind her unbuckling his belt and taking off his pants. Ah, he thrusts into the tip of her CC organ, which juts out of her uterus. A heat surges through her body, forcing her to shiver. She can't help but call out. Besides, it looks like she washed up before I invited her over. She's clean on the inside like a professional whore. She wants to say he's lying. He didn't invite her over, and she doesn't remember washing herself. But by the time she woke up, she's being raped. Her body no longer reeks of cum. Instead, the scent of fragrant shampoo wafts from her body. Really? In that case, it's my first time fucking a girl from behind. Well, good for you. He shoves his hard shaft into her ass without any foreplay, but despite this, it still feels good. Oh, this sure beats an owner hole. But fuck, this is great. She's squeezing down on me. The man that penetrated her anus excitedly and recklessly swings. Huh? Try that one again. The man that penetrated her anus starts excitedly and recklessly swinging his hips. See? She's good. There's a reason she seduces men on her own. Satoru matches the other man's thrust. Together they attack Minori's holes from both sides. If it was just the crude men thrusting from behind, Minori would have been able to take it. But Satoru adjusts his speed and depth all the time. She can't resist his advanced sexual techniques. With two cocks pressing on her from two directions, her CC organ is constantly subjected to intense stimulation. They persistently rub against her inner folds. He said, inside me, inside me. Each time they thrust and churn her up, hot fluids overflow and spill from her orifices. Her body is obscene and lewd, getting off to any man who fucks it, even if it's her best friend's boyfriend. Her sheer helplessness makes tears run down her cheeks. But isn't she your girlfriend's best friend or something? I mean, it's okay since she's thirsty for cock, but like, doesn't it like torment your conscience or something? The man behind her asks that in between moans and groans. Girls don't have the idea of friends, of best friends. Besides, she was never my girlfriend. I just made her think she is so she'd give me money. Well, damn! Minori is stunned. He says that so easily that it doesn't seem like he's lying. Oh, she's so tight. Well, she's given me the most money out of anyone, so she's a pretty good woman. Satoru speeds up his thrust as he says those terrible words. You're awful. I thought she would have learned her lesson by now, but she's as airheaded as ever. She's so stupid. He's such a callous man, yet Nana loves him so much. How terrible. How awful. You're one nasty son of a bitch. Like, shit, you're kind of awesome. It's hard to speak while being plowed from both sides, yet still. She believes in you. What if she finds out about this? How can a slut who seduces her best friend's boyfriend pretend to have a conscience? Satoru sneers at her. Go ahead, try telling her. You're best friends with that airheaded idiot, right? Well, I already told it to her face 1,000 times already, and she never believed it.
He pushes all the way inside Minori as if to deal the finishing blow.
Nah, coming! No, I don't want to come! Ah!
Minori earnestly tries to hang on until the very last moment, but... Fuck, she's clenching up on me! The man behind her ejaculates into her rectum, his knees shaking all the while. The bullying impact of his cum shatters her pathetic final line of defense with ease.
Coming! No!
Milk gushes out of her nipples as her sweat-drenched body trembles with climax. She falls limply over Satoru's chest. The position makes her feel like she's fawning on this terrible man, filling her with self-loathing. Oh, but at least she didn't make the man her best friend thinks as her boyfriend come. But of course, the man she's up against is too crafty. Well, this time you should satisfy me. He starts intensely thrusting up into Minori, who's still sensitive from having just come.
Not now! Not yet! Let me rest!
Satoru smirks with satisfaction as he watches Minori's body bounce over his own. Acting out of duty for a girl like her? You're a fucking moron, you know that? Ahaha, a complete and total idiot. Seriously, this is a fucking joke. Minori twists her body left and right, as if she hopes she can run away. But with both her ass and pussy plugged, there's no escape. Pleasure completely overwhelms her as she's forced into an orgasm that washes everything away. By the time Minori topples over Satoru like a toy whose batteries have finally run dry, her eyes are completely blank and hollow. November 20th. Holy shit! We're going fast through November! Upon awakening, the first thing Minori Iizuka sees is a shabby cell. She feels the hardness of the floor press against her half body. Well, half her body, not her half body. She reeks of cum and sweat. Her own body odor is sour and disgusting. She was too exhausted the night before to wash herself off before going to sleep. Her room has a simple toilet meant for taking urine and fecal samples. The only thing she can wash her body with is water hose. The clothes that usually hang on her wall aren't there today since they're being washed. The way Minori is being treated has rewound back to how it was over a month ago before Nana saved her. On that first day, Satoru Kasai raped her. She was later accosted by a few other men. By the time she made it back to the lab, she found Cersei waiting for her there. Cersei gave Minori a notice informing her that she'll be exclusively working inside the base. Cersei also gave her back her encased wand, as it was now otherwise useless to her. Seeing Minori naked and covered in grime didn't make Cersei pause. She indifferently detailed Minori's new role inside the base. Her duty involves being part of the men's welfare program. She is to offer welfare assistance to any man who asks her. Her work hours are between 700 and 2200. However, if the men request her, her working hours can extend until 100, during which she'll be paid overtime. She'll be given 10 minutes per hour of work to rest and maintain her personal hygiene. However, she is to always prioritize the man's requests. She was also informed she would be provided with soap and makeup. In order to distinguish her from the special warfare troopers who engage in active patrol duty, she is forbidden from wearing standard and combat uniforms. She is expected to keep the clothes she's being provided clean. Of the clothes in her possession, Minori is only allowed to wear her personal outdoor clothes. Since she has to keep them clean, that leaves her naked while they're being washed, such as Minori's new role in the cathedral. Minori spends a long time staring blankly at the wall. There isn't anything to look at, of course. She simply stares at it, her eyes hollow and devoid of light. No, she does in fact see something. Paradise Lost shape surfaces on the gray, drab surface of the wall. Its colors shine brightly, as if it's a jewel. Once again, she hears that voice. Hey, stop doing this and let's become one. It'll be wonderful. Hey, stop doing this and let's become one. It'll be lovely. Hey, stop doing this and let's become one. It'll feel good. That sweet temptation would let her accept anything and everything. It promises her wonderful things if only she were to listen to it. If she does, all her anxieties and suffering will cease to be. But just as Minori reaches out for it, Paradise Lost disappears. I have to get up. After doing her business on the simple toilet, she washes her body off. She pours water all over herself and rinses her skin with soap. She then reaches for her crotch, pushing through her pubes to spread her pussy so she can wash it thoroughly. She does the same with her asshole. She feels so wretched.
But now she's nothing but a whore and a sex slave, a machine to offer the men solace and relief. Her only purpose is to continue living is to meet Nana again and let her know about Satoru Kasai's true nature. Minori has to tell her, even if, like Satoru said, Nana won't believe her. The day after Minori was ordered to work in the welfare program, Satoru Kasai showed up and demanded that she give him welfare assistance. Since it was an order, she couldn't refuse. Even if she did refuse, he'd just electrocute and rape her anyway, and if he raped her, she'd just drown in pleasure again. But if she did it voluntarily, it would at least be better than being taken forcibly. And so, hanging on to Nana's teachings, she tried to service him. Starting with Satoru, she tried to offer up all her holds to the new officers. Based on Minori's public gangbang and what the other girls told them, the new officers already knew that she would sleep with anyone. But some of them still clung to their morals, hesitating to lay their hands on her. That was when Satoru Kasai stepped in, telling them that this was just what women were like. That gave them the courage to go ahead and do her. She's the kind of woman who'll seduce her best friend's boyfriend. This is her punishment. It's supposed to reform her. You're doing the right thing, so there's no need for guilt. Not that I remember ever being that woman's boyfriend. Satoru smiled calmly as Minori sucked his cock, never once ceasing his mockery as she continued servicing him. And then, well, I have to step out for a bit. Gotta go handle your bestie, you know. She gets annoying if I don't fuck her 5 or 6 times a day, but I'm sure the boys will keep you company, right? And with that flippant comment, he went to fuck Nana instead. He's awful. Terrible. Minori is ignorant when it comes to romantic relationships, but even she can see Satoru doesn't care one bit about Nana. But even Minori, who doesn't like him one bit, comes all too easily whenever he sleeps with her. His sexual techniques are much more advanced and masterful than the other men she sleeps with, and he makes her climax even when she resists him. So if Nana loves him, then she's that much more vulnerable. Anxiety hangs over Minori's heart. Will Nana even believe her? After all, that man is just too good. That thought makes her unwillingly recall how Satoru's cock feels. But even as she denies that thought, what fills her mind isn't Callahan's forceful ministrations or Commander Kinnison's experienced passion, but Satoru's skillful pleasuring. Yeah, what am I doing? No, I can't think of it any longer. Minori catches herself squatting down and opening her legs. She's already using her right hand's fingers to tease her vagina and urethra, all while pumping her left hand's fingers into her rectum. I can't. I shouldn't be doing this. Why am I even like this? Even my urethra. No, no! You're having fun first thing in the morning, Minori. Minori freezes up upon hearing that voice. That's like really pathetic. I'm kind of ashamed to be your friend. Minori pulls her fingers out of her orifices, which results in 3 shameful popping sounds. Nana's standing there on the other side of the bars. Nana, this is... Minori scrambles to cover her naked form, overcome with humiliation and shame. I know. You can't even pretend to be a magical girl anymore, so they made you into the base's common toilet. Those blunt words twist the knife lodged into her heart. The welfare program is just a fake title. It just means she has to accept the men's lust whenever they want. I mean, it makes sense. You're mostly an alien and an outcast. They could kill you any day now, and no one would bat an eye. There's clearly scorn in Nana's eyes, as well as something else. Some other emotion. You've got your hands full just staying alive. It's a dark, muddy sort of emotion. Minori can't bear to look at it. But the old you would have stood up to that. You were brave and cool back then. Minori can't say anything in response. If the old her were to see what has become of her now, she surely would react with disdain. She would ask why she stopped fighting.
Oh.
But I do get it. We always fought side by side in the past, so even the old you wouldn't be able to stand this on her own. And besides, it's not even that big of a deal. It doesn't really matter. There's something else mixed into Nana's voice. I heard you were trying to put the moves on my darling. What's up with that? Huh? What Nana just said takes a moment for Minori's mind to process. Darling said he's really bothered. It takes a long time for her to get her lines in. Darling said he's really bothered because you keep hitting on him really hard. I want you to stop doing that, Minori. I'd never hit on a guy like him. Yeah, I know. Your excuse is that it's because of your job now, right? But you shouldn't hit on your friend's boyfriend, even if it's for your job. Minori finally realizes what that unclear emotion Nana was directing at her. It's hatred. No, I don't want to do it with that guy either, but he just keeps getting other guys to ask and takes advantage of that. Nana's brows wrinkle unpleasantly, but Minori doesn't notice that. And he keeps bad-mouthing you in front of me, too. He said he doesn't think of you as his girlfriend. That you're only good for getting him money. He's an awful guy. You're the worst, Minori. Her voice is cold. No, I'm telling the truth. Believe me, Nana. That's probably not how she would have said it. It's like, okay, you'll find out for yourself. You can listen to me, or you can find out later. Nana speaks with a faint smile on her lips. Satoru already told me you'd say that, Minori, because he's a manipulator. That you're jealous of how happy I am. And he was right. Everything Satoru said was true. You can't say anything. It's fucked. You just gotta let her do her thing and get completely screwed over by this dude. And then, you know. Oh, I should have listened to you, Minori! Sometimes these Japanese writers, they don't act like... It's like, why in the hell would I lie to you, Nana? You actually picked me up after I've been raped by all these men. You really think I'm gonna fucking tell you that? I mean, if it's me, I'd just straight up go out and tell her. I said, yeah, the dude fucking electrocuted me a million damn times. I mean, surely if you put like a gun to his head, he'll tell you everything. I mean, I don't know if they have weapons on the base. I assume they do. It's like, okay, gun to the head, Satoru. What? You gotta tell me everything. Yeah, I fucked her. I'm sorry. I didn't know. And what about the money situation? I was just bluffing. I didn't really mean... Now I'm making my own fan fiction. But no, that's literally how that shit goes. If Nana pulls out a gun and puts it up against his fucking head, I guarantee you'll smell the goddamn beans fast as shit. It's like, you're crazy. No, you're crazy. But I'll forgive you just this once. I still think of you as a friend, even if it looks like you don't feel the same way. Nana. But I won't forgive you next time. Ahahaha, but really, ahaha, you're such a pathetic woman. So are you to be taken advantage of by such a manipulating guy like that. Oh, you'll find out how pathetic he thinks you are. Nana suddenly completely changes her expression and starts laughing. You get jealous when other people are happy and tell shallow lies. You're just another pathetic woman. That's a relief. Oh, no. I'm just saying, because Japanese women, I guess, are humble. I want to see, like, get a black woman. Alright, bitch! You gon' find out! This waits a Satoru! He come over here, he gon' take all your money! You ain't gon' have nothing! He gon' be laughing! He gon' have a more prettier girl! You ain't gon' have nothing! You gon' be all left alone by yourself! Go on ahead! You want that man? You be with that man! Don't come anywhere near Satoru again, understood? And don't let me see you either. Goodbye. Nana! But Nana only briskly walks off, not sparing Minori another look. Minori sinks to the floor. Ugh. Her tears run unchecked. She satisfies them with her mouth, with her hands, with her nipples, with her pussy, with her ass, with her urethra, with her hair, her armpits, and every corner of her body. God damn. Minori is nothing more than a hole. She services them, 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 she services them. Okay, we got it. She services them. Like, that's literally what she does. Hey, this is McDonald's. Minori is nothing more than a living machine made of flesh. She services them, 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 she services them. We get it. Minori is nothing more than a sex doll that automatically responds to stimulation. She can't even tell if Satoru is among the men she's servicing. She just does what the men want. Minori sits huddled in a corner of a corridor. She's covered in cum from top to bottom and her eyes are completely blank. The men demanding welfare service are gone. There are no women around to glare at her with scorn. The only thing she can see is that wonderful place floating far in the distance beyond the void of space. Just fucking get on with it and let her go to Paradise Lost, because that's how this shit's gonna end. 9 times out of... Like, man, if I was a betting man, I would totally bet right now Paradise Lost is where she's gonna be. She hears that voice. Hey, stop doing this and let's become one. It'll be wonderful. Hey, stop doing this and let's become one. It'll be lovely. Hey, stop doing this and let's become one. It'll feel good. The sweet temptation would let her accept anything and everything and promises her wonderful things if only she were to listen to it. If she does, all her anxieties and suffering will cease to be. Minori wobbles to her feet. Yes! Yes, you do, Minori! For the love of God, yes! I have to go. I have to become one. Cum spills from their crotch and spills down her legs with a slimy sound. I have to go. I have to become one. She whispers to herself vaguely as she walks, stepping over hundreds of millions of spermatozoa with every step. She doesn't belong here anymore. She doesn't belong anywhere anymore. So she'll go there. That place is waiting for her. Finally! Finally fucking end this shit! Minori. She hears a sound. An unfamiliar sound. Minori! She feels like she remembers the sound from somewhere. She stops in place as someone grabs her arms. Alright, it's a man. She has to service him. The image of the wonderful place fades from her mind as Minori suddenly she turns around. sluggishly turns around. Minori, get a hold of yourself. What confronts her is a pair of earnest eyes. The man she's facing looks at her gravely. He must really want her welfare service. It's probably best to start sucking him off, then. If she treats his dick well, he'd be satisfied, but if he wants to keep going after that, her pussy and ass are always free for her. Minori! But suddenly, he wraps his arms around her. His embrace is warm. Why is he doing this? Huh? Who is this person? She's so filthy, after all, and she smells bad. This person, he's... Whoa! But I thought he was... Minori knows this man. She used to love him. She once even believed he might love her back. Minsumi Boggenholm. Come to my room and take a shower. I'll make sure no one finds you. Don't worry. Huh? I won't touch anything. Don't worry. I can just tell you need somewhere safe where you can rest easy. I won't touch you. Really? Someone told her that before. Come to my room, take a shower. I won't lay a hand on you. Mitsumi regards her with a comforting smile and puts a hand around her shoulder. He sees that his touch makes her shiver. But then he takes her hand gently in his own. I know the last thing you want right now is for a man to touch you, but just bear with it. On the off chance we run into someone, we'll just pretend I'm having you service me. No one will make a pass at you that way. It's the same as last time. He approaches her like they're friends, with warm, soothing hands and delicate fingers. If he could just let her take a shower and give her somewhere to sleep, even just in the corner of his room. No, don't touch me! Minori shakes off his hold on her. He's doing the same thing as last time. He'll calm her down with a gentle tone and warm hands and lure her into his room. Just how Satoru Kasai tried to seduce her. But that man only ended up electrocuting her into submission before forcing himself on her. If only he'd stopped at merely mocking and raping her. But he didn't stop there. He reminded her of the past, filled her with warm feelings, and only then treated her like the other men do. Minori feels no anger anymore, only sorrow. The fact Masumi and this man are the same saddens her. Minori? His expression looks shocked, even heartbroken. He's the perfect actor, just as she expects from a child of that family of snakes. It almost looks like he really does still like her. No, even that was an act to begin with. She can understand how Nana feels painfully well. She wants to believe. And once she believes him once, she'll want to keep believing him. No matter what anyone might tell her, she'll cling to the thought he loves her. But who would love a wretched, filthy, good-for-nothing woman like her? In an act of self-abuse, Minori opens her arms and shows off her body to the man she used to love. The collar clasped around her slender neck, her enlarged nipples and clit, which had been forced into a constant state of arousal from the drugs that were forced into her. Her slit, which even now drips with semen. She's a sex doll, nothing more. She was one from the very first day she set foot on the cathedral. It's my job, so I'll service you however you wish. But that's all this is, nothing more. She intended to say the words resolutely, but her voice is wracked by sobs and tears. That's all she can take, she can't tolerate it anymore. Minori turns around and runs away like she's trying to leave her past as far behind her as possible. No, to begin with, there was no such past in this place. No past nor future. No hopes nor dreams. November 26th. Minori Izuka awakens to the same sights and the same sensation. Her body still reeks of the same odors, except for just after she wakes up. After the men have occasionally let her rest, her body is always filthy. Minori does her best at the simple toilet, and uses a soap to wash her body. It's necessary for her welfare duties, after all. She takes special care to wash her genitals, which will be used during her welfare duty. Doing so made her sexually excited, though, since she has to masturbate to quell her lust. Hearing her moan first thing in the morning often makes the lab aides or other men come to her for service, but this morning that didn't happen. Minori's daily routine in the cathedral is monotonous. Her duties start as soon as she leaves her sty. She goes around the base looking for men to service. That's all there is to it. Once fatigue overcomes her, she can't think of anything but how to please the men. She just stops thinking. At this point, it's comforting to become a flesh puppet. They can't think of anything. There have been times when she suddenly came to, finding herself standing vacantly in the deployment port with no clue of how she ended up there. Feels like something is calling her, but before she can remember what it is, the men always show up to demand her service. Because of that, she can never quite remember. She services anyone who asks her. For all she knows, she might have slept with Satori Kasai and Mitsumi Boggenholm at some point. But right now, Minori just sees the men as cocks of different shapes and sizes that react to her ministrations in different ways. Today looks set to be another day like that. Ohayo,
pizza?
Good morning, Minori. Just as she's staring at her plate of fodder, a voice calls out to her from the other side of the bars. She raises her face, seeing that it's Nana. Her skin and hair are sleek as ever, which makes it clear nothing terrible has happened to her. Her frozen emotions stir for the first time in days. Ah, thank goodness. And that smile naturally forms on her lips. What's so funny? I'm mad at you, and you know why, don't you? Standing behind Nana are five of her gentlemen. She recognizes one as a lab aide, another as Satoru Kasai. The gentlemen are visibly ill at ease. Are they all right? Banker is nowhere to be seen. Minori feels overcome with concern. I told you to never come near my darling again, right? And then if you broke that promise, I wouldn't forgive you. And then you came to Satoru and seduced him. Apparently, he was among the men she serviced. I was just doing my duties. If someone demands my services, I do as they ask. Satoru would never ask anyone other than me for sex. Oh, you're fucking stupid. It's painful to look at Nana in this state. Minori realizes that to Nana, it doesn't matter what Satoru is like. Nana needs him, no matter what. Look, Izuka, you shouldn't be telling lies. Thanks to you, Nana's been throwing hissy fits at me. Oh, bull fucking shit. Satoru looks like he's honestly exasperated. You walked up to Satoru when no one was watching and told him to unzip his pants so you can suck him off, and because Satoru's a guy, he couldn't say no and ended up going all the way with you. Who knows? Maybe that really was how it all went down. Minori very well could have done that during those periods where she completely stopped thinking. I'm sorry, Nana. I can't tell the men apart anymore. And I might have actually done that. If being treated like this will put Nana at ease, Minori's willing to put up with it. That's a terrible excuse. You're horrible, Minori. She's right. After all, she's still clinging to life, even in this sorry state. The only thing she can do is admit that Nana's words are true. Hey, can you cut the bad excuses? When you put it like that, it makes me look bad. The only one I love is Nana. Oh, you're a fucking bullshit artist. His tone makes it sound like he's the victim here, since he's confident Minori won't deny what he's saying. You came on to me and said you're better at sex than Nana is, and that I should be your boyfriend instead. Not that I'd ever touch a diseased girl like you. You tried to seduce him, right? Darling's telling the truth, I know it! The gentlemen still look awkward. They probably feel like Nana's accusations and Satoru's testimony are absurd. This isn't good. Minori can't let them grow even more disgruntled towards Nana. Nana needs them if she's going to stay safe here. Oh wow, so she confesses. I seduced your boyfriend, Nana. You were just so happy. And I'm... Well, like this. So I was jealous. I'm sorry, Nana. For a second, Nana's features are filled with relief. She wants Minori to admit to everything. She wants to keep believing in Satoru. Then this is for the best. You're the worst, Minori. Then I'll punish you and make you feel even worse. Oh, wow. Okay, so Minori's being put through hell again. Literally, they should have just fucking renamed the game to Minori Goes to Hell. I think that would be great. You know, they have, like, Jason goes to hell, but he doesn't actually go to hell. He just gets killed, like, supposedly for good, but not really. Yeah, Minori Goes to Hell would be a better title for this game. But yeah, she's being put through crap again, and
Deadonigus is gonna continue, so we'll see you guys later with more Deadonigus.